I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. For the estimated 1 in 3 Americans who will develop high blood pressure, a high-salt diet may be to blame. And too much salt in the diet may also have other harmful health effects, including increased risk for stroke, heart failure, osteoporosis, stomach cancer, and kidney disease. So what's the real bottom line about salt? Well, Upstate registered dietitian Terry Podolak is here with me for this week's Healthy Eats with the whole story about salt. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Linda.
So why do we need salt, and how much do we need?
Well, salt, or another word, sodium, which is the same, does have some functions in our body, but we only need very small quantities. And our kidneys are responsible for excreting extra sodium from the body. Salt also helps maintain our water balance within ourselves and is involved in proper functioning of our nerve impulses and muscles within the body.
Okay, and sodium, does it also help, obviously, with blood pressure regulation?
To a small extent, but along with potassium. Our diets need to be much higher in fruit and vegetable sources of potassium and lower in salt. It's a lot of work on your kidneys trying to excrete what we don't need.
So how much sodium is required for an average adult?
Well, the recommended adequate intake for sodium is only 1,500 milligrams. It's less than a teaspoon of salt per day. But in general, the dietary guidelines say 2,300 milligrams. That's what a teaspoon of salt is.
Oh, so that's the recommended.
Yes, total 2,000 to 300 milligrams. What I think is really important, though, is that everybody gets familiar with looking at an individual food item. So my recommendation is, when looking on that label, keeping it 250 to 300 milligrams less per individual item. For an entire meal, though, it may be more like around 600 milligrams.
So what should we be eating then?
Definitely less processed, because that's the processing is where the sodium comes in. So we want, again, our fruits and vegetables, our whole grains, anything that's not, again, processed.
So when you say processed, I think we need to really clarify. It means when it's been in, where additives have been placed on it, or
exactly.
It's been manufactured in some way.
Exactly. So when fast food and...
Or even packaged foods of any kind.
Yes, yes. People really need to read that label again for the milligrams of the sodium.
So whole fruits, whole vegetables.
Exactly. Just food right from the ground.
Mm-hmm. No. Can we ever have too little salt in our diet?
Yes, we can, but it's more of a problem really with athletes, with when they're perspiring heavily. And if we're also sick, if some of us may have some fluid loss related to diarrhea or vomiting. So again, when you're losing some sodium just because of, again, that fluid loss.
And that's why they say drink something like a Gatorade or something of that nature, because that replenishes the sodium.
Yeah. Yes.
So how do you know, how do you go about reducing it if, you know, you take in too much? What does it do to us, first of all?
Well, for some of us, if we notice we have a lot of increased thirst when you're eating a high-salt item, you might notice some fluid retention, and it's very important. Some of us are salt-sensitive, and it's going to raise our blood pressure.
But, you know, is it not enough to just stop using the salt shaker? I mean, how do you basically cut down? What do you recommend?
I'd like to say avoid looking at canned soups, frozen dinner, just simply hot dogs. If you want to look at milligrams, food naturally has some sodium in it. A slice of bread has 100 milligrams, a cup of milk, 120.
Okay, in the little bit of time we have left, what are some good salt substitutes?
Some granulated onion powder, garlic powder, Mrs. Dash. I want to recommend be very cautious with salt substitutes. It's potassium chloride, and you would need to check with your physician about that.
Well, thanks, Terry. Always good advice.
Thank you.